The Beauty of Discovery, a James Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton / Jason Todd fic, written by Flower Parish and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is part 3 of the series Staring at the Sun, Can't Look Away. It's rated explicit and tagged for alternate universe, college, university, established relationship, Polly Annemarie, trans Clint Barton, mansion transphobia, and porn with feelings. Summary. Clint hasn't had sex in a while, because it's weird and uncomfortable, and he's got a complicated enough relationship with his body that he doesn't need to go pressing buttons marked do not touch for no good reason. Plus, when living with Nat, she'd just go to the gym if he needed alone time, and now he lives alone. Except, he also, now, has the complication of two really attractive boyfriends and a habit of panicking whenever things get a little too steamy. Chapter 1. It's not like Clint's a virgin. He was called a slut a lot in high school, and why he knows a lot of that was because it was a convenient insult that didn't get them detention for outright queerphobic slurs. Well, Clint doesn't think there's anything wrong with casual sex, or the amount of it someone has, and it wasn't exactly an inaccurate assessment. Clint drew the line at sleeping with anyone who was going to be downright insulting or disrespectful during the act itself, because that's not something he's into, and he wasn't desperate enough to ignore remarks like that. Getting himself off may have been less fun, sure, a lot more awkward with the relative lack of privacy in Clint's many and varied living situation, but it wasn't impossible. But midway through freshman year of college, Clint had started T, and by midway through sophomore year, he looked masculine enough with a binder on that the parts in his pants scenario often surprised people who didn't already know what would be there. It happened even more often once he got his tits yeeted over spring break. So, he hasn't had sex in a while, because it's weird and uncomfortable, and he's got a complicated enough relationship with his body that he doesn't need to go pressing buttons marked do not touch for no good reason. Plus, when living with Nat, she'd just go to the gym if he needed alone time, and now he lives alone. Except, he also now has the complication of two really attractive boyfriends and a habit of panicking whenever things get a little too steamy. Clint kind of expects Jason to be the one who will eventually cave and push for answers. But Jason seems to just be taking his cues from Clint as they go, unbothered when Clint goes from more please to ooh, 1 second, be right back, and runs away to hide in the bathroom and panic. Bucky allows this to happen a total of 2 times. The third time, when Clint returns from his ridiculous panic attack, Bucky raises an eyebrow and says, "Can we talk about it?" Clint wants to say no. It's embarrassing and uncomfortable, and he doesn't want to talk about it. But if he says no, Bucky will drop it, and Clint doesn't know if he'll be brave enough to bring it up later. It's not something he's going to be any more comfortable talking about later either, so they might as well get it over with now. "Yeah," Clint sighs, pulling a disgruntled face because it may need to happen, but he doesn't need to be happy about it. "No eye contact?" he requests, because Bucky's pretty good about brain stuff, and they've both established a pattern of asking for what they need and accepting that it's not a slight against each other when their brains are just having a whole time existing. "Sure," Bucky agrees easily. Clint curls back up on his dorm bed, pressed against Bucky's side, and Bucky drops his chin on Clint's head and reaches over to put his hand on Clint's knee, comforting. Clint sighs and turns his face into Bucky's shoulder, nuzzling against the soft fabric of his hoodie. "It's not that I don't want sex." "Okay," Bucky agrees easily, "but you know I'd be fine if we didn't have sex, right?" "Yeah," Clint promises. "I know, I want to, though, it's just..." Bucky doesn't prompt him to say more when he trails off, just waits. Clint steals Bucky's hand and fidgets by playing with Bucky's fingers, the touch and motion grounding and calming him. "I haven't had sex in a while," he finally says. "Not since before top surgery." "Are you worried about the scars?" Clint shakes his head. "Not exactly. It's just..." He bites his lip, voicing the words, "I'm tired of not being what people want. Seems too painful." Bucky seems to sense the shape of the issue in his hesitation anyway. "I don't care that you don't have a dick." Clint makes a discontented noise. "Ugh, I don't either. Well, not all the time. But sometimes I wish I did. And either way, I still just wish..." "You're more than your sex organs," Bucky tells him matter-of-factly. "If you feel like a man, you're a man. And if you wake up tomorrow and you don't feel like a man, I'm not going to suddenly be less interested in you." A sob catches Clint by surprise because, oh shit, He hadn't even realized he was still dealing with that tangled mess of imposter syndrome and fear that maybe he was wrong about all of this. He knows he isn't, logically. But gender can be fluid and mutable, and also so many people have told him that he was making things up when he said he wasn't a girl, that sometimes it's hard to silence those fears. Bucky presses a kiss to Clint's forehead and breathes in slowly, then out, and nods. Okay, cool. Bucky huffs a laugh. Yeah, he agrees. Cool. Also, you should talk to Jason. Clint groans. Wasn't this enough? Bucky laughs. Nope. You wanted to date two people, now you gotta have twice the conversation about shit. Uh-huh. Clint groans with even more force and whininess. Fine. He smothers Bucky's laughter with a kiss because he wants to and he can. The conversation between Clint and Jason happens a couple of days later. It's finals week, but their normal Friday nap has somehow remained free despite schedules shifting for exams. This is less a nap and more making out, because Jason had dealt with Clint's anxiety vibrating in his arms for about 5 minutes before he asked if Clint was in the mood to be distracted. He was, and it was clearly the right call. Clint feels boneless and tingly with Jason's body braced over him. Feels safe, like nothing he's scared of can touch him here, which is dumb, but he enjoys it anyway. And then Jason shifts his weight, and Clint feels his dick hard against Clint's hip, even through a few layers of cloth between them, and he freezes. Again. Damn it all, Bucky was right. Jason goes still as well before moving to roll off of Clint, but suddenly that seems unbearable. Clint grabs his hips to keep him close, blurts, "Please stay," but Jason stills again. He looks up to meet Clint's gaze, and Clint can feel the heat in his cheeks that says he's flushed from their activities, yeah, but also from embarrassment. Okay, Jason agrees easily, resting his weight a little more firmly against Clint's once more. This good? Yeah. It is. Clint feels the tension ebbing away, crowded out until all that's left is the steady pressure of Jason all around him. Ugh, sorry. You don't have anything to apologize for. Clint doesn't think he'll get anywhere by disagreeing, so he ignores that, moves past it. We should talk about it? If you want to. Jason can be inscrutable at times. He's so devoted to giving them what they want, what they need, and he rarely seems to demand anything for himself. Right now, all at once, it's not enough for Clint to do what he wants. What do you want? He pushes. Jason is quiet for a few long moments. To get to hold you like this, and know you feel safe with me. It's more vulnerability than Clint expected to be met with. But he should know by now that Jason can't resist meeting any challenge that gets leveled at him, whether the challenge is intentional or not. I do, he promises. Even when I freeze, I do. I just... He scrunches up his nose, frowns for a moment, and then says, I'm used to people expecting me to be anything except what I am. I'm sick of disappointing anyone, so I guess now whenever I think it might happen, I panic. Jason shifts back, and Clint grabs for his hip again, but he doesn't go far. He just settles his weight on his knees so he can reach up with one hand and cup Clint's face. He waits for Clint to meet his gaze, and then he says, You could never disappoint me by being yourself. And if you did, I wouldn't deserve to be with you. Clint's breath catches. Fuck, he's not going to cry. He's not. Promise? He's going for teasing, but it comes out a little too sincere. Promise. Clint nods. Okay, yeah. I might still freeze, but I won't run anymore. I want to... I'm never going to know there's nothing to fear until... Jason nods and leans in, kissing Clint more gently than their normal style. Usually, even when they're soft and sleepy, they're intent on seeing who can get the other riled up the quickest. This is just gentle, reassuring, and Clint exhales relief into the gesture. Do you want to wait? Jason asks when he pulls back, or... Clint is tempted to say no waiting, that they should do it now, but it's not a matter of getting something uncomfortable over with. It's more than that. And if it's more than that, he kind of wants Bucky there too. Wait, he says reluctantly. I want you both. It's not my first time, but it's the first in a while, and I just... Jason leans in and kisses him again. Yeah, he agrees, voice low and warm. Yeah, we should wait. Chapter 2. Summary. And there's so many ideas, but they all boil down to one thing. Want you to touch me. Clint expects to feel unbearably awkward when they finally manage to all three hide away in Jason's apartment for a night, but there's no weight of expectation. Anticipation, yes. But honestly, it seems like that's even more on Clint's part than anyone else's. He decides halfway through a movie that's boring anyway, too much spy shit, not enough explosions, to just go for it, straddling Bucky's lap and wrapping his arms around Bucky's neck. Bucky's hand comes to rest against his side, and Clint shivers, already more on edge than he should be from just wanting this. This okay? Bucky grins, sweet and just a bit wicked. Yeah, sweetheart. You talk to Jason? Yeah, Clint says, glancing over at where Jason is watching them from a few feet away with dark eyes. He's just out of reach, looks untouchable and perfect, and Clint isn't sure if he wants to wreck him or be wrecked by him. Good, Bucky says, and there's a weight to the praise that makes Clint shiver. Bucky's hands slide under Clint's shirt, fingers skimming across the skin just above the waistband of his pants. You have any ideas? Clint has so many ideas, but they all boil down to one thing. Want you to touch me. He glances over at Jason so there's no missing his meaning when he adds. Both of you. Hard limits? Jason asks. Clint considers. I don't want to get fucked. Maybe not always, but for now. Okay. Bucky places his hand on Clint's face, chips his jaw and angles up his chin until their eyes meet. You want to stop? Say so. You want to pause? Say so. I know, Clint promises. I trust you. Bucky brushes his lips across Clint's, not a brief peck but a light caress all the same. Good. He glances over at Jason. Same question. Clint looks over, too, nuzzling Bucky's hand as he turns his face more fully into it. Just kissing. Hands, maybe. Nothing else. Bucky nods. Got it. Clint meets his eyes and raises an eyebrow, and Bucky huffs a soft laugh. I don't want to be restrained. I'm fine otherwise. Good, Clint says, grinning as Bucky goes pink with the praise. Kiss me, then? Bucky wastes no time in complying with the request, kissing Clint breathless until he's dizzy with want, his fingers skimming down the hard planes of Bucky's abdomen until they find the hem of his shirt and he can slide his hand under, melting at the feeling of warm skin under him. He hears a noise and pulls back long enough to look to the side, where Jason is suddenly much closer, settling into the space Clint vacated when he decided jumping Bucky was more important than the movie still playing out unwatched in the background. Bucky kisses down Clint's jaw to his neck while he's distracted, and he moans, hips jerking at the press of teeth on skin. He reaches out towards Jason, not sure what he's asking for, but very much wanting him to know he's welcome, and Jason tangles their fingers together before reaching over to slip his free hand under Clint's shirt, calloused fingers sliding over skin in a way that makes Clint shiver. Bucky pulls back enough that Jason can tuck Clint into a kiss of his own, but he doesn't go far, returning once they're settled to suck bruises into Clint's neck on the other side. Clint is barely thinking, driven more by instinct than sense by the time he rolls his hip down at just the right angle to press against Bucky's hard cock. He gapes at the feel of it against him even through the layers between them and grinds down again, moaning into Jason's mouth as his own goes slack, as he loses all finesse because there's more important things stealing his attention. Jason halves a quiet laugh against Clint's lips, but it's so clearly affectionate that he isn't offended. Clint wants to be touched, wants to chase an orgasm just like this, but he can feel the heat of Bucky through all the layers between them, and suddenly he wants other things more. Can I suck you off? Bucky hesitates. This is about you, he said, which is not a no. It's about all of us, Clint corrects, but I also might cry if I can't get my mouth on you, so... Bucky rolls his eyes, but he can't fight back his grin. Well, in that case, he draws. Have at it. Clint grins and slides gracelessly off of Bucky's lap and to the floor between his legs, tucking Bucky's pants down with his help and then shifting closer. Is okay? Bucky grins and nods, and then Clint meets Jason's eyes, and Jason winks before stealing Bucky's attention with a kiss as thorough as he treated Clint to a few minutes ago. Clint nuzzles at Bucky's thigh before crossing closer, kisses his hip bone on each side, teases a light touch up the underside of Bucky's shaft before tracing the same path with his tongue and reveling in the muffled moan Bucky lets out. His fingers tangle in Clint's hair, just holding, and Clint grins before pressing a kiss to the head of his cock, tracing his tongue along the slit and then closing his lips around the head, tugging gently to see what kind of reaction he gets. Bucky is shaking just a little, thighs tense already, and Clint knows that's likely due to how long it's been on Bucky's part than any skill he's showed so far, but he feels smug anyway. He sinks down slowly, remembering how to take a cock all the way into his throat without choking, humming a pleased noise when he manages it that Bucky echoes with a moan as his fingers tighten in Clint's hair and tug just enough to make his thighs clench around nothing. He swallows around Bucky's cock and pulls back before sliding down once more, barely finding a rhythm before Bucky is insistently tugging him back up and off. "Gonna come," he manages, but Clint can't resist pressing a kiss to his cock as he's pulled back, and the calm that catches on his cheek is totally worth it. Jason studies Clint with dark eyes and shifts until he's kneeling on the floor too. He reaches out, hand settling against Clint's hip and asking, "Can I touch you?" "Yeah," Clint agrees immediately, breathlessly, because the heat between his legs is pulsing and no one's even doing anything to him right now. "Please." Jason slides one hand between Clint's legs, cupping him through his thin sweatpants, and his eyes fall shut as he rocks against Jason's hand. A sound halfway between a sigh and a sob is punched out of his lungs at the contact. He rocks against Jason's hand, chasing his orgasm, and all it takes is Jason reaching down with his other thumb to press against Clint's clit directly, circling it even as Clint rocks against his hand and he comes silently, mouth open but breath caught in his chest. Thighs squeezing tight around Jason's hand as Jason strokes him through it until he is oversensitive and shaking. "Fuck," he whispers. "More?" Jason asks, and Clint nods immediately. Jason tugs at the waistband of his pants. "A question," and Clint nods, helping to push down his pants with shaking hands. Jason tugs Clint closer, reposition them until he's sitting back against the couch between Bucky's legs. Clint knees on either side of him and his pants tangled around his ankles. He shivers as Jason tucks off his shirt too and kisses across the scars on his chest and down his stomach. Bucky tucks Clint into a lazy kiss, fingers tangling in Clint's hair again, and Clint sighs when Jason's fingers press against him, stroking gently across the lips of his cunt but not pressing in or touching his oversensitive dick. Bucky kisses him, and Jason touches him gently and without any urgency or purpose until Clint is whining against Bucky's mouth and rolling his hips down against Jason's fingers, seeking more. "In," he demands. "Just 'cause I don't want to get fucked doesn't mean I don't want your fingers." Jason laughs. "What if I'm enjoying this?" Clint moans as Jason's fingers brush the underside of his clit, a glancing touch. "Then I beg until you give me more." "Yeah?" Jason asks, and Clint can hear the smirk he's wearing. "You that worked up already?" "Please," Clint begs, shameless with it. "Please finger me, Jay. I need it. I need you. Please." He's willing to keep going until he gets what he wants, but Jason doesn't make him. One finger presses past Clint's entrance and he clenches around it, trying desperately to draw it in further. "Jay," he begs, and Jason kisses his neck and presses in deeper, angling his fingers until Clint dries out. Bucky kisses him again, swallowing his moans as Jason fingers him to his second orgasm so gently it could not be considered fucking in any sense of the word. Clint feels boneless and warm and so desperate for more, like both orgasms have only made him needier. "Can I eat you out?" Bucky asks when it becomes clear Clint is far from done. "Yeah," he agrees, way past the desire to hide. "Please." He goes easily where they put him and ends up sitting on Jason's lap, legs spread over Jason's and Bucky between them both on his knees. Clint barely has a second to contemplate that this is his life before Bucky's mouth is on him. And when Bucky sucks on Clint's clit, he loses all rational thought. Knows he's speaking a litany of jumbled praise but unsure what exact words he's saying. Jason's hands hold his hips steady and ground him enough that he feels safe to just let go and enjoy the sensation. He's not sure how many orgasms later find them piled in a heap on the couch that is just objectively not big enough for all of them. He presses kisses to the part of them he can reach, Bucky's shoulder and Jason's neck, and falls asleep, content and sated and ridiculously, pathetically in love.